Good morning, everyone. My name is Gun Jang, and my talk is about SSL Shader. The work is about how to accelerate SSL in a cost-effective way using GPU. So this is a joint work with Sang Jin Han, Su Moon, Kyungsoo Park from KAIST, and Sunyeop Han from University of Washington. So let me start this talk with the motivations. So I'm showing you here a screen capture of NDSS 2011 paper submission site. So NDSS is a security conference, but if you look at the URL, it uses plain text HTTP. So when you log into this site to submit a paper, your password and account name is sent in plain text. So anything sent in plain text over the internet is a target of eavesdropping. So who does eavesdropping and where? Here, I list three cases. So public Wi-Fi without encryption is an easy target for hackers to capture other people's traffic. And some governments are known or suspected to inspect traffic. There is censorship in the name national security. And a middle box can modify payload on the package in flight. A company called Nebuet once conducted targeted advertisement using this technique. So sending information in plain text is not safe. So how can you avoid it? So we already have a solution. We can use SSL. So SSL stands for Secure Socket Layer. It is the underlying technology behind HTTPS, SMTPS, and etc. It provides server authentication, data confidentiality, and content integrity. So let me show how it works. So suppose a client is trying to communicate with the server. First, it initiates a plain TCP session. The client and server exchange the secret key using public key algorithm. The public key algorithm protects the key even when someone is eavesdropping. So with this exchanged secret key, the client and the server can start data transfer with encryption. So SSL has been out there for the past 15 years, but still, most websites does not employ SSL. Only less than 0.5% website registered for SSL certificates. So why don't you use SSL for every website? So for similar sites, they don't recognize the necessity. So I showed you earlier that even security researchers don't pay attention. And for large sites, the cost of using SSL can be quite huge. So because SSL requires a lot of computation power, the computation cost of SSL is the problem we're looking at in this talk. So to get a sense on computation cost of SSL, we ran a simple web server benchmark. Compared to plain text HTTP, HTTPS turns out to be 20 to 50 times slower. So then what should it do? We can buy more servers, or we can buy hardware SSL accelerators. But both of solutions are not cheap. They are expensive. So our suggestion is to use GPU and offload SSL computation to it in a cost-effective way. So to demonstrate that our idea makes sense, we have designed and built SSL Shader. It offloads SSL computation to GPU and delivers high performance. We use commodity hardware, so the SSL Shader is cost effective. It's implemented as a reverse proxy, so existing servers can take advantage of it without any modification. So before I go into technical details, let me briefly summarize our contributions. So this summary is also an outline for this talk, for the rest of my talk. So we have implemented popular Cypher algorithms on SSL, RSA, AES, and CHA-1 or those. To the best of our knowledge, our RSA implementation is the fastest one using GPU, and our implementation using a $500 graphics card is superior to an order of magnitude more expensive hardware accelerators. And ours achieves low latency enough to be used in networking applications. So based on this GPU cryptography, we built the SSL Shader. It implements the SSL stack and utilizes GPU efficiently. So main technique we employ are batch processing, pipelining, and opportunistic offloading. The SSL shader is designed with multi-core and NUMAS architectures in mind as well. So it makes itself scalable to the number of cores and NUMA nodes. So now, I'll explain why we use GPU for cryptographic processing and how we do it. The GPUs are originally developed for graphics processing. The key characteristics of GPU is in massive parallel processing. Here, I'm showing the abstract view of CPU and GPU. In CPU, most of transistors are devoted to cache and control unit, and only a small portion is for ALU, where the actual computation is performed. So CPU is highly optimized for single-threaded processing with pipelining, superscalar, or out-of-order execution. GPUs, on the other hand, dedicate most of its transistors for ALU to high raw computation power. The GPUs have hundreds of cores and process lots of data in parallel. If we compare the fastest graphics card from NVIDIA, GTX 580, to Intel Xeon hexa-core CPU, GTX 580 has an order of magnitude more computation power than Xeon. So for the rest of the talk, we use this CPU and GPU for the evaluation. So now, let's think about how to make good use of those hundreds of cores. So it is very challenging to achieve high performance out of a GPU if we program the same as we do for CPU. The GPU uses a different programming model called single instruction multiple threads. So with this model, GPU executes same operation on the multiple data in parallel. I'll explain it with example code that has n-dimensional vectors. So this is a typical CPU code that has length and vector. And on the right side is a GPU code doing the same work. So they differ in that CPU code iterates over the vector to add multiple data, while the GPU code simply adds individual elements that each thread corresponds to. So it runs n threads at once and adds all the elements of the vector in parallel. To exploit GPU to its fullest, we need the same tasks that can run in parallel. So where can you find such parallelism in SSL processing? At the coarse grain level, each independent SSL session can be processed in parallel. And second, each session is composed with small unit called SSL record. Each SSL record is up to 16 kilobytes, and multiple records in a single session can be processed in parallel as well. And finally, each SSL record can be divided into smaller pieces and processed in parallel. And of course, we exploit all three levels of parallelism in this work. So far, I explained why GPU is attractive for cryptographic processing, an abstract idea of how to gain parallelism in SSL. So now, I'll move on to how we implement cryptographic algorithms on GPU. So we implemented Cypher Suite with RSA, AES, and SHA-1. We choose this Cypher Suite because it is one of the most popular ciphers. And RSA is used for key exchange at the SSL connection setup, and AES and SHA-1 are used for actual data transfer to encrypt data and prevent tampering. So our optimizations of GPU algorithms are in twofold. So first is exploiting parallelism with parallelization of algorithm and batching multiple SSL records. And second is reducing data copy overhead, which is costly in GPU processing. So first, I show how we parallelize cryptographic algorithm with an example of RSA. So let's take a look at how RSA works. For both encryption and decryption, it uses modular exponentiation. The difference between decryption and encryption is that in encryption, the exponent is small number like 3 or 17. In decryption, the exponent is 1k bit or 2k bits integer, which is really large. So thus, calculating this modular exponentiation in the decryption takes a lot more computation than encryption. And for SSL processing, the server performs the decryption, and it is the bottleneck at the server side. So an exponentiation is basically lots of multiplications. So for faster calculation of RSA, we parallelize these multiplications. So parallelizing a large integer multiplication using many processing cores is not easy. So suppose we multiply two three-digit numbers as an example. We multiply each digit in the first number to the each digit in the second number, and the result are nine numbers that are with two digits and trailing zeros. So all multiplications are independent and can be parallelized. However, parallelizing accumulation of these nine numbers are not trivial, because there are dependencies due to overlapping digits and carry propagation. So this slide shows how we parallelize large number multiplication. Suppose that S is the number of machine words in a large number. So our algorithm utilizes S threads, three in this toy example, and once in order of S. So previous works uses order of S log S algorithm on GPU. So on our linear algorithm runs way faster than the previous work. So you don't need to understand all the details in this slide. The main trick is that we defer carry propagation and have a separate array for carries. With this technique, there's no need to coordinate or synchronize threads in this algorithm. So from initial implementation using parallel multiplication, we optimized RSA a lot more. So some of them are known techniques to improve RSA. We also parallelize known techniques when possible, and there are GPU-specific optimizations. And after all optimizations, we observe about factor of 20 improvement over initial implementation. So I'm not going to explain all those details due to the time constraints. So please read our paper for details. So earlier, I showed that three different levels of parallelism in SSL. So far I explained about parallelization of cryptographic algorithms with an example of RSA. So now I move on to parallelism at coarse grained level. So basically we batch multiple SSL records to gain parallelism. So to give a sense on how important batching is, here I'm showing the GPU performance without batch. So it means that GPU is processing a single operation at each execution. So y-axis is relative performance to a single core of Intel 2.6 GHz CPU. And what we observe here is that the performance is pretty bad compared to a single core. So it is because there aren't enough parallelism in processing single methods. So to increase parallelism, we batch multiple messages. So here, I'm showing the maximum throughput achieved with batching. With batching, RSA performs as fast as 22 CPU cores, and other algorithms are as fast as 6 to 9 CPU cores. The difference between RSA and the other algorithms are in the ratio of computation to copy. So let me explain what I mean by this. So to process data in GPU, it typically takes three steps. First is copying data from CPU's memory to GPU's memory, and then you process data using GPU. And finally, copy the result back to CPU's memory. To quantify the data copy precision, we ran a simple benchmark without data copy. So in this case, we assume that data are already in the GPU, and we measure the performance of the GPU execution only. So without data copy, GPU runs 2 to 4 times faster. So it means that data copy takes dominant time for GPU processing. To minimize copy overhead, we take advantage of GPU's copy hiding capability. So in synchronous execution, each step runs sequentially. So if each step takes time t, then it will take 3t. Modern GPUs support pipelining of copy and execution. So in this case, three different steps overlap with another when there's no dependency. So if we run multiple tasks, then different steps of different tasks can overlap. Thus, we can hide copy overhead. So with this pipelining of copy and execution, we observe 36 to 51% improvement in maximum throughput. GPU achieves performance of 9 CPU cores for AES and for 14 CPU cores for SHA-1. So as a summary of GPU cryptography, we show that GPU can perform as fast as 9 to 28 CPU cores depending on the algorithm, Our RSA implementation on GTX 580 shows 92,000 operations per second, which is the fastest one using GPU. And GTX 580 performs about 12 gigabits per second AES and 47 gigabits per second Xiaowen. The performance of $500 graphics card is superior to high-end hardware accelerators. And there are lessons we've learned using GPU. First, batch processing is essential to fully utilize a GPU. And second, AES and SHA-1 are bottlenecked by data copy. This bottleneck will be mitigated in very near future with I/O performance improvements or integration of GPU and CPU. And I'd like to note that we are not proposing to use GPU, we're proposing to replace GPU with GPU. We are proposing to use GPU as an extra computing power, and GPU can accelerate cryptographic processing in a cost-effective way. So based on this GPU cryptography, we built a SSL proxy that leverages it. So we designed SSL shader with three design goals in mind. First is easy integration with existing applications. So this is the reason that we built it as a reverse proxy. And second is effectively leveraging the GPU. And to do so, we batch cryptographic operations and balance loads between CPU and GPU. Third, we design SSL shader with multi-core and NUMA systems in mind, so to reflect recent hardware evolution trends. So again, batching is essential to exploit GPU's full capacity. The problem is that you cannot wait for fixed batch size in networking application. So we use dynamic batch size for GPU processing. And to do this, we put cryptographic operations in the input queue when we need to perform it, and GPU pops all cryptographic operations in an input queue and processes it in parallel and put results back in output queue. Still, there's problem. If there's not enough batch in an input queue, then GPU can be actually slower than CPU. So for optimal performance at light load, we use opportunistic offloading. And to do this, we make a separate queue for GPU, and if the length of input queue exceeds certain threshold, we move all the data into GPU queue, and GPU processes it in parallel. If input queue length stays below threshold, CPU processes the data in input queue. So we set the minimum threshold to the point where GPU starts performing faster than a CPU. So this way, GPU will process data only when there's benefit of doing so. To scale performance with multi-core systems, we use threads. So SSL shader spawns a thread for each core, and worker threads handles network I/O and cryptographic processing. And many worker threads share a single GPU through a GPU thread. So many worker threads move data to a GPU queue, and GPU process it together to gain more parallelism. If data is processed in GPU, a core processes its own data only. So the rationale here is that moving data from one core to another will incur more overhead due to the cache misses. And we also consider NUMA systems in the design. So the picture I'm showing you here is high-level view of a system with two NUMA nodes. It has two CPUs which have separate memory. And each NUMA node has a separate I/O controller to connect NICs and GPUs to CPU. The problem is that if data moves across NUMA node, it is much slower than accessing data within a NUMA node. To minimize the data sharing across NUMA nodes, the worker thread shares the GPU only within the same NUMA node. So we launch a separate process for each NUMA node, and a process is composed with multiple worker threads and GPU thread. The reason that we use separate process is that thread in the same process inherently share several data structures inside the kernel. Okay, so now I'll evaluate our systems. So for evaluation, we benchmark the web server using SSL. We compare SSL shader using GPU acceleration against the Lite using OpenSSL, which uses CPU only. So we run SSL shader and Lite together in a single server for this experiment. The server is equipped with two hexa-core CPUs and two GTX 580 and two dual-port 10 gigabit Ethernet. For evaluation, we look at three different metrics. First is connection handling performance. For this, we use small static contents and it stress the CPU and GPU with RSA operations. And next, we look at response time distribution by varying the loads. The purpose of this test is to evaluate opportunistic offloading mechanism. And finally, we look at the data transfer rate at various content sizes. So first is HTTPS connection handling performance. We use small contents for this experiment to focus on connection handling. The client repeatedly connects, requests the content, and disconnects. We run experiment with both 1K and 2K bit RSA certificates. So 1K bits is most popular one today. However, it is believed to be not secure, and 2K bit is recommended. So we ran 2K bits as well. So SSL shader improves performance by 2 times for 1K bits and 6 times for 2K bits with GPU acceleration. However, we find that 2 times performance gain using performance gain for 1K bit case is too small for GPU's RSA performance. A single GPU can process 92,000 RSA operations per second, but it only achieves 29,000 connections per second with two GPUs. So we profiled GPUs in 1K bit case, and we find that Linux kernel is taking more than 60% of GPU cycles, and it is the bottleneck for our evaluation. So now, let's move on to the latency. So we look at the latency at light load, 1K connections per second in this experiment. X-axis is latency in log scale, and Y-axis is in CDF. Blue lines are results of light T, and red lines are results of SSL shader. So we observe that latency of SSL shader differs less than a millisecond for lower 90% of cases, and SSL shader shows lower latency for higher 10% of cases. So it clearly demonstrates that our opportunistic offloading works well. It intentionally uses CPU rather than GPU and minimizes latency under light load. So we also look at the latency under high load. For this, we increased rate limit to almost maximum throughput achieved. So as you can see, SSL shader achieves much higher throughput of 29,000 connections per second, and latency is even lower than light T. So finally, we look at the data transfer performance by varying the content sizes. So here, we show the relative data transfer performance of SSL shader against light E. We observe up to 2.1 times higher throughput for smaller contents. As the content size grows, proxying overhead becomes larger than the benefit of GPU, and SSL shader performs little slower than light E. Considering that typical web content size is under 100 kilobytes, we believe performance benefit at the small content size outweigh the small performance loss at the content size above 4 megabytes. And the peak throughput achieved by SSL shader is 13 gigabits per second at 4 megabytes, and it stays constant after that. And the peak throughput of light T is 16 gigabits per second. And I'd like to note that it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. SSL shader involves additional data copy from web server to the kernel and kernel to the SSL shader for proxying. So now I'll conclude this talk. As summary, we show that GPUs are good for cryptographic operations. We implemented fast RSA, AES, and SHA-1 algorithms. And with our implementation, a $500 graphics card can perform even faster than a high-end hardware accelerators. On top of GPU cryptography, we built a SSL shader, which is a SSL reverse proxy. It transparently accelerates SSL for existing servers, and it leverages GPU efficiently. So it achieves up to 6 times faster connection handling performance and maximum throughput of 13 gigabits per second. The current bottleneck we observe is in the Linux kernel scalability and overhead of proxying. So as future work, we are investigating ways to remove these bottlenecks. So thank you for listening to my talk. I'll take questions.
Hi, Brad Karp, UCL. That's a really cool work. I really enjoyed your talk. One question I had is the Cypher suite that you evaluated, I believe, is a Cypher suite that does not provide forward secrecy.
Yes.
And so in the wild, people tend to use ephemeral RSA or Diffie-Hellman. So I guess my question is, what sort of speedups would you provide on Cypher suites that provide forward secrecy that people who care more about security might use? So in particular, for RSA key generation, would you speed that up very much in ephemeral RSA? And for Diffie-Hellman, would you speed Diffie-Hellman up very much?
So I believe both Diffie-Hellman and RSA use modular exponentiation. So we can get significant performance boost using GPU for that. And for key generation, I think I think it can significantly boost the performance as well for the key generation part too. Yeah, that's my thought. I'll ask details in offering.
Hi, Paul Willman, VMware. You noticed that you have a significant bottleneck in the Linux kernel, but I guess what that leads me to wonder, sort of, did you measure the occupancy of the computation units on the GPU? It seems like they would be underutilized. And
yes.
And then as a follow-up, did you see that your results were very sensitive to the architecture of the GPU, which I guess I'm trying to get at a feel for sort of the balance of the overall architecture against the GPU and if things have to be tweaked as a result of the architecture underneath?
So for the first case, we didn't measure the GPU occupancy directly, but we believe that it's underutilized. I didn't understand the second question. Can you repeat it?
Sure. How sensitive were your results to the type of GPU that you used?
So for RSA, it depends on whether the GPU supports 64 integer native multiplication or not. So AMD GPU doesn't support it yet, so RSA performance can significantly vary depending on GPU. But for AES and SHA-1, I think both it will pretty much same for other GPU, so it really depends on how much raw computation they can provide, I think. But still, the computation power in GPU is underutilized, so even if you buy like much cheaper GPU, the bottleneck is in the currently in the data copy, so the performance drop will be not significant as the computation power.
I guess I was just wondering if you actually measured that, because you used a very high-end card.
So yes, we have results of GTX 280, which is very old graphics card, and the performance, I don't remember the exact number, but that also achieves about like 10 gigabits per second of AES, which is pretty, not differs a lot to the GTX 480.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Hi, Dan Halperin, University of Washington. One of the things I remember about all of these fancy speedups for RSA is that they tend not to be used in practice because they open up the server to side channel attacks to recover the original key. Timing attacks in particular. I'm curious whether these problems get better or worse in GPUs.
So I think that's actually a good question. So as we use GPU, I think it becomes much more harder to do the timing attacks, I guess. But I'm not expert in this area, so I frankly don't have like quantified result for that.
Can you hear me? This is Jason Lee from II. Got a question regarding this reverse proxy concept. How would you think your performance will scale up when you are facing multiple websites to the world?
So, I don't have numbers for you from the experiment, but that depends on whether you share the certificate or not. So if you use different certificates, I think the performance wouldn't seriously affect it because current bottleneck is not on the GPU side, but certainly there can be a little bit of degradation if you use different certificate for the RSA. Yeah. Does that answer to your question? So for that, I think the opportunity to go floating mechanism is one of those kind.
You can repeat the question. I don't know if everyone heard it.
OK. So the question is, what's the general concept that we can utilize to other GPU applications in our work? So I think the way that we batch process and do the opportunistic offloading can be applied to other GPU applications that are sensitive networks to minimize the latency under various loads. Yeah, does that answer to your question?
And one other question I had is, so you said that hardware accelerators, for example, are very expensive, but in terms of like operations per second per dollar, how does your GPU-based approach compare to, let's say, a hardware accelerator whose operations per second may be significantly higher than what you offer?
So actually, the high-end hardware accelerators, so among things, so our RSA performance is actually better than a lot of like really fast high-end hardware accelerators, and in terms of cost-wise, they are like an order of magnitude expensive than the GPU. So we can provide much better performance per dollar in that sense.